USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was Black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.